Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 8, 2024, the DOJ Whistleblower Edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal. As Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco has announced a new whistleblower program from the Department of Justice, and tipsters will be eligible for payments when they assist prosecutors. The DOJ did not have a whistleblower program similar to the Securities and Exchange Commission, so the DOJ has created one. Tipsters will be paid out of money that defendants forfeit when they settle criminal charges or are sentenced after a guilty plea or conviction. The DOJ is going to take 90 days to develop those plans. So she compared it to wanted posters from the old days. So the DOJ now joins the whistleblower program. Next up, from Compliance Week, I saw a very interesting article from their editor, Kyle Brasseur, who also reported on the Monaco speech, but he took away something else, which is that DAG Monaco announced that the ECCP, or Evaluation of Corporate Compliance Programs, would be updated for the management of AI risks. So she announced impending changes in the same speech. And she said that prosecutors would consider how a company's compliance program mitigates the most significant risks around AI, and more particularly, the misuse of AI. We continue on our whistleblower theme because the New York Times published an article about worker experience from Boeing, and basically said to Boeing employees, current and former, hey, contact us if you want to talk to us. So whether you call that a newspaper source or whether you call that a whistleblower, I've not seen a situation where the New York Times publishes an article in the business section where they talk about whistleblowing to the New York Times. So you may consider that a source, as I said, but I found it really interesting on this day when the Deputy Attorney General announces a new whistleblower program for the Department of Justice. The New York Times actually goes in the same direction, but focuses it on one company. So, a very interesting set of stories around whistleblowers. And a final story comes to us from the Financial Times, which reports that the SEC has already been sued around its climate reporting requirements, which were passed earlier this week, and they're now preparing to be sued by liberal and environmental groups who want to see a Scope 3 requirement in the SEC rules, but were disappointed. So the SEC is getting it coming and going. Sometimes you can't please anyone.
As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.